I remember very well the winter of 1946. We all wore the same uniform as Maurice Richard, the red, white, and blue uniform of the Montreal Canadiens, the best hockey team in the world. We all combed our hair like Maurice Richard, and to keep it in place, we used a kind of glue, a great deal of glue. We laced our skates like Maurice Richard. We taped our sticks like Maurice Richard. We cut his pictures out of all the newspapers. Truly, we knew everything there was to know about him. On the ice, when the referee blew his whistle, the two teams would rush at the puck. We were five Maurice Richards against five other Maurice Richards, throwing themselves on the puck. We were 10 players all wearing the uniform of the Montreal Canadiens, all with the same burning enthusiasm. We all wore the famous number 9 on our backs. How could we forget that? One day, my Montreal Canadiens sweater was too small for me, and it was ripped in several places. My mother said, "If you wear that old sweater, people are going to think we're poor." Then she did what she did whenever we needed new clothes. She started to look through the catalog that the Eaton Company in Montreal sent us in the mail every year. My mother was proud. She never wanted to buy our clothes at the general store. The only clothes that were good enough for us were the latest styles from Eaton's catalog. To order my hockey sweater, she did what she always did. She took out her writing pad and wrote in her fine schoolteacher's hand, "Dear Monsieur Eaton, would you be so kind as to send me a Canadiens hockey sweater for my son, Rock, who is 10 years old and a little bit tall for his age. Dr. Robitaille thinks that he is a little too thin. I'm sending you $3. Please send me the change if there is any. I hope your packing will be better than it was last time." Monsieur Eaton answered my mother's letter promptly. 2 weeks later, we received the sweater. That day, I had one of the greatest disappointments of my life. Instead of the red, white, and blue Montreal Canadiens sweater, Monsieur Eaton had sent me the blue and white sweater of the Toronto Maple Leafs. I had always worn the red, white, and blue sweater of the Montreal Canadiens. All my friends wore the red, white, and blue sweater. Never had anyone in my village worn the Toronto sweater. Besides, the Toronto team was always being beaten by the Canadiens. With tears in my eyes, I found the strength to say, "I'll never wear that uniform." "My boy," said my mother, "first, you're going to try it on. If you make up your mind about something before you try it, you won't get very far in this life." My mother had pulled the blue and white Toronto Maple Leaf sweater over my head and put my arms into the sleeves. She pulled the sweater down and carefully smoothed the maple leaf right in the middle of my chest. I was crying. "I can't wear that."
"Why not? This sweater is a perfect fit."
"Maurice Richard would never wear that."
"You're not Maurice Richard. Besides, it's not what you put on your back that matters. It's what you put inside your head."
"You'll never make me put in my head to wear a Toronto Maple Leaf sweater."
My mother sighed in despair and explained to me, "If you don't keep the sweater which fits you perfectly, I'll have to write to Monsieur Eaton and explain that you don't want to wear the Toronto sweater." Monsieur Eaton understands French perfectly. But he's English, and he's going to be insulted because he likes the Maple Leafs. If he's insulted, do you think he'll be in a hurry to answer us? Spring will come before you even play a single game, just because you don't want to wear that nice blue sweater. So I had to wear the Toronto Maple Leafs sweater.